Hey friend, I'm Tanisha Sela, and you're listening to the Life of an Empath podcast. I'm an empath, Akashic Records reader, and intuitive guide. I'm exactly what you would expect a modern day mystic to be. I meditate, I'm a crystal lover, sporadic yogi, and I believe in love and universal goodness. I help high-level creatives, empaths, and teams achieve emotional clarity and allow them to utilize intuition as business strategy. On this podcast, I share stories about my personal spiritual journey, the lessons that I'm learning through my clients, and life as a wife and mom of two toddlers. Welcome to my life. Let's get started. On today's episode, we have Kiana Rodriguez, Coach Q, an Air Force veteran, life coach, and founder of Happy Work Week LLC, where she helps people find the work and company they love. Whether it's career development or improving company culture, she thrives on developing people and building better workplaces with a specific focus on coaching people from all walks of life through transition. Welcome, Coach Q.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to speak with you because this season I am focused on all things business, and I wanted to have you on today to follow up to one of my episodes, Trials and Tribulations, Four Things I Wish I Considered Before Business Partnership. You haven't heard that episode just yet, but if you're listening and you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it now, because this is going to be the part two. But for you, Coach Q, I want you to help us lay the foundation as an employee. Let's talk about a strong work ethic. What is it in this modern creative economy, and how important is it to have one even as an entrepreneur?
I think this is a really good question. When it comes to work ethic, I think it's all around how you are presenting yourself as an employee. And thinking about your work ethic, are you willing to do things that's not on your job description? Are you willing to go above and beyond? How aligned are you with the company's mission and values? And one of the things that I like to ask my clients and people in general, when it comes to your work ethic at the company you are currently working at, if this were your company, would you be satisfied with your work ethic? Would you be satisfied with the effort that you're putting in? Would you be satisfied about how you show up, as far as, do you show up on time? Do you put in your all, no matter what the situation, bad bosses, bad employee, horrible coworkers, how do you present yourself in work? And so when you think about work ethic, it's very important to think about your overall work, not just what you do, but also how you interact and communicate and interact with the other people you work with.
Exactly. Because whether you're like a solopreneur or whether you're going to be building a team, ultimately you're serving someone, and how you create habits in your workplace are going to be the same habits that translate over into your endeavor, project, whatever you're going to do beyond that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel like often people look to career coaching when they're dissatisfied with their current job or organization and are looking to spruce up their resume and are considering a new position or new organization. So my two-part question is, is that what you find as well? And how can career coaching be utilized as a critical part of overall job satisfaction?
That's a good question. Yes, I do see that. A lot of people come, I need to switch. I need a new job. I can't do this anymore. I need a new resume and I need interview. I need help with the interview. Okay. One of the things that I think is important for people to focus on is like, what about your current position is not working? It's really sitting down thinking about, okay, is it really the job, or is it the people at the job? Mm-hmm. Is it really the job, or is it just a person that I'm not getting along with? Really, really sitting down and evaluating what is the issue first. Mm-hmm. And making transitions is one thing, and thinking about how you can spruce up your resume. But I also think, you know, I guess this is digging a little bit deeper into it when it comes to the resume. Whenever you're working on projects and you're doing things at the job, it's important to make a log of what you're doing, what you're learning, so that when it does come time to update your resume, you already have that information to put on your resume. So you're not sitting back thinking when the time comes and you're ready to pivot, what should I put on? How should I change? What should I do? Where am I going? You already have an idea of what you, how you contributed in this particular role. But thinking about, you know, what the real problem is really the number one focus. So from there, you're able to see, okay, maybe I really don't need to update my resume. Maybe there's an opportunity within the company I can shift to, you know, who do I need to speak with? And those are the things when you sit back and settle down and think about what you need to do to move forward. And that's what a career coach can really help you. A career coach can help you sit down and clarify those things, help you pull out those things, help you organize that path that is best for you beyond just creating this resume and shifting and going to another position.
Because when you say it like that, I do think that there is a space for career coaching in the organization while you're at that job. So as you begin to think about or maybe get uncomfortable, because I think there's a discomfort that comes when you're ready for your next position, whether it's within a new organization or not, or it's just a lateral or internal move. I feel like that is important then, not just when you have become completely unhappy and then you start calling out everything as a source of your rage, I feel like, because I feel like it becomes this whole thing. And for me, I feel like that is the very thing, that energy is the very thing that keeps you from attracting that next position. And that's how we can, it's part of the way that we can become stagnant in our careers. Do you agree?
I completely agree. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Even starting out, you're all excited. Oh, I got this job and everything. But where did that excitement go? What really excited you when you first started that position? Even think about that.
Right. Right. That's a good point, because sometimes it is just that monetary gain, and that monetary gain is not going to satisfy you. And I think one of the important questions when it comes time for performance evaluations is that, you know, are you only excited by money, recognition? What is it that really excites you? And I think we don't put enough stock in what does really move us, because monetary gain is not always sole purpose. It's almost never sole purpose, right?
So absolutely.
The thing that excites you about your job is probably most connected to your soul's essence and who you really are. But tell me, Coach Q, about the ideal coaching relationship, and maybe a better way to frame this is around what people can expect from coaching.
All right. So one of the things about coaching is really to build a solid relationship where a coach is helping and fostering your ability to get clarity on different situations, whether it's career, relationship. There's so many different types of coaching, but they're there to support you and by asking you deep questions for you to dig a little bit deeper within yourself to pull out these answers that you have. And the power of coaching is really, most people don't understand that they do have the answers within themselves, but because of different experiences, different life journey, all those things are building a brick wall. And with this wall, we cannot see what's in front of us, what's to the side, and it's this huge block. And so bit by bit, question by question, a coach helps you remove these bricks one by one by one. And sometimes with some of them questions that you can ask, you're taking a sledgehammer to that wall and right. you are busting it right out. And then that's when you get to those aha moments, like, right. whoa, mm-hmm. I did not even realize. And it's from a simple question. So that's what a coach does. But just to be clear, a coach is not a mentor. A coach does not tell you what direction to go in. A coach does not tell you what you need to do, where you need to go. And it's just a powerful relationship to be able to come together and help someone in the way through questioning.
Right, right. And there are many different kinds of coaching that people can receive. So you're a career coach. What other kinds of coaching do you think people should consider that maybe come to you and should be thinking about other types of coaching?
Right, right. Well, I am a certified career coach, life coach, group coach, laser coach. There are different coaches. There's relationship coaching. There's spiritual coaching. There's executive coaching. There's so many different, but I think considering on where an individual is at in their life, is one thing getting a coach to kind of help you steer. But one of the reasons why I chose to get certified as a career coach and life coach is because they kind of intertwine. Mm. So when you're going along in your career, but life situations change, which will change your career, or your career is advancing, which will change your life situation. So they kind of intertwine together.
Right, right. I really like that explanation. You know, I'm always surprised when I meet people and they tell me that they've never considered career coaching or been offered it by their company. I think that everyone should receive some form of coaching at some point in their life, because how else can you grow and develop professionally if you're not guided? Or how else can you get those insights that are helping to break those barriers when we get blindsided by the negative things that we experience in the workplace and in the economy, because the economy has such an influence on our working situations. Why do you think coaching isn't more normalized, and why should people consider it beyond like the resume and the cover letter polishing?
I think because one, a lot of people still are unsure of what a coach can do. I don't think it's clear enough. And also, it's, even though it's been out for years, but I think that now it's becoming a little bit more popular. And so that goes back into still unclear of what it can offer. And be quite honest and transparent, a lot of people are looking for just answers. I need answers. I need answers. I need to know what I need to do, tell me what direction, boom, 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 step by step. And I don't think that we're used to, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think we're used to sitting down and reflecting on what is the best direction and helping somebody guide you through that process, really reflecting on what you should do and what direction you should go in, what even the career path. When you go to college, this is like a normal thing. You go to school, then you get this job and it's supposed to be perfect. It's like this one-way path instead of individualizing these paths for every single person. I don't think we spend enough time on that or even understand what that process even looks like.
Right, right. So thinking of coaching in this dynamic way is how I personally view intuitive coaching and the spiritual elements of professional development, because I find that whether my clients come for intuitive guidance in their personal lives or some other life circumstance, work inevitably comes up, because we spend so much time of our existence working.
Yes, ma'am.
And I really can't emphasize enough how important it is to leverage traditional career coaching with intuitive guidance in order to get to a place of stability and clarity. What are your thoughts on bringing the two together?
That is a good question. Woo. Well, I think that, I mean, my intuition is telling me.
Okay. Come through, Coach Kim. Tell us something we don't already know.
I'm feeling that it's really important to identify who we are as individuals. And that can be challenging, especially when you have so many different influences. One of the things I have is this thing called relationship goals. And it's like you have like the arranged, it's like certain different things to really explain like how you are in your career. So you might have the arranged marriage. That's where your parents decided what career you needed to be in, right?
No, this is good. It's true. It's true.
Right? And so you ended up doing what your parents wanted you to do, and you're unfulfilled. You're unhappy, but you follow your parents' guidance. Then you have you have things like the one night stand. You only doing it for the benefits, you know, or, you know, you're only doing it for one thing, you know, you get this job, and then you're going to switch over here. The friends with benefits is the one where you only go after this career because you need health care or they have a good 401k, you know, and those are the different things. Going back to what you were saying about what your motivation is in getting these positions, but what it all comes down to get back to your answer, I wasn't trying to avoid it, is learning who you are in this process, no matter where you are in these different areas, but coming back to center and figuring out who am I, where am I going, what are my values, what are my goals, and how does this align with this company? How does this align with this particular job? You know, how does this align with overall how I feel my life should be spiritually? Right.
Yeah. And I believe that not knowing who you are and not knowing your specific creative gifts that you brought into this life, if you're not clear on that, you won't understand what your possibilities are or even your growth potential, because you need to know foundationally who you are as a person, who you are as a ball of energy. I know that when my business clients come to me for intuitive roadmaps, and let me just say what that is first. The intuitive roadmap is a service that I offer that it presents a unique opportunity and experience for a personal brand, entrepreneur, or company to examine their brand from a spiritual perspective. So we consider the energetic state of the business, opportunities to propel yourself for the team or the brand to move forward, and specific events, times of year you should be aware of to take action. And I wanted to create this because clients always seem to either come with no clear vision for their business, or they come with a specific manifestation. You know, they have this set thing that they want just this thing, and it's too specific, and we need to consider other things. So I spend a lot of my time trying to align them with their sole purpose in a place of simply pursuing a checklist. I speak from personal experience when I say that aligning the way that you work, the work that you do with your soul is paramount, right? You can't get into that. How will you reach your soul's mission, your ultimate purpose, the reason that you breathe, if you can't get that into alignment? So what type of roadblocks do you see most often, and what's your coming those?
Oh, the biggest ones I see is definitely confidence. Confidence is a really big roadblock for many people in their career, and it manifests in a way, oh, I need more education. Oh, I don't qualify for this, so I can only apply for this. Or, oh, you know, this is a completely different field. I can't go over there. I'm not going to do well. And so that confidence, helping people see who they are, one, to shift their perspective of what they feel like they can and can't do is one thing, and helping them be aware of what they can do and their superpower, what they bring to the table, right? Mm-hmm. And building that confidence and say, you know what? Yes, I can. You know, oh, I can transfer this over. This does communicate this. I see, but confidence is definitely a big one. I would say another one would be just not being clear on just what they bring to the table, how they can communicate their skill set. I think that is the biggest thing. People have a hard time communicating what they do, how they do it, and how they can be solve a problem for a company.
Yeah. You know, this is precisely why I think that emotional clarity and intuitive roadmaps are vital for everyone, especially for folks who find themselves struggling within organizations and companies. I truly believe that the organization should be doing more to support employees in this way, in their confidence and in helping them to articulate what they're doing. Sometimes I think it's almost intentional that companies kind of drown you in the task without even knowing you to understand what it is that you're doing, the benefits of it, and how it could translate to other things. And so I think being emotionally clear and understanding what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, gaining that confidence along the way helps you to feel better about what you're doing. And then it helps you to prepare you for transition, because ultimately the world has changed. We don't stay in our positions forever like we used to. It's not desirable. It's not lucrative. And so we have to be nurtured in a way that sets us up for success and to attain the goals that we have set for ourselves, not just completely immersed in this specific organization's mission or goals. I mean, we need to connect with them, but we also need to say, well, how does this work with what I've set for myself ultimately?
Absolutely.
So do you think that career coaching can be this collaborative with the organizational entity, or can you describe like how they could work well together and why they should go hand in hand?
Absolutely. I do think that is possible with the right companies that are open to really supporting. One of the things that I think organizations should really consider is creating an experience for their employees so their employees can create an experience for the client. And that is like a full circle. And so companies, because you know it's about the dollars and cents, okay?
Right.
So companies are becoming more aware of the need to really create that experience for their employees in that way. And they're thinking more about introducing coaching into the forefront. But what I see mostly is bringing coaching in for the management. However, I personally think that it should be for all levels. Everybody wants to advance. Everybody needs coaching. Everybody needs help to figure out, okay, where do I need to go? How do I fit? And how do I maximize my skills? Everybody needs it, not just executive coaches, not just C-level. You know, everybody needs the opportunity in the company. But when I said about the dollars and cents, companies are losing money because good talent is leaving. You know, they're leaving. And so when that talent leaves, what do you do? What you gonna do? You have to really reevaluate your structure.
Right.
And how you're doing it.
Yeah. Two things I had thought about when you were speaking is that, number one, I feel like all, you know, professional blocks that we experience are emotionally rooted, number one. So, you know, that just really speaks to coaching, you know, anyway. And I feel like, especially with the type of clients and the caliber of clients that I interact with every single day, they're already pursuing coaching anyway. So it just makes sense. It's just, it's more natural for companies and organizations to offer this more widespread and not just to the C-level employees anyway, because this is what companies, this is what their employees are doing anyway. But what they do with their money that they're working for and investing in themselves is once they gain that clarity, once they gain that enlightenment, whatever they're seeking, they naturally move on. That place doesn't fit anymore. And for a number of reasons, but one of those is because they didn't support the whole employee. And we have to be more invested in the whole employee, right?
Absolutely. You said it so well. Yes, you did. You got it right on. Absolutely.
Right. Well, Kiana, this has been a wonderful conversation. I thank you so much for joining me today. Everybody, please go follow Coach Q at Happy Work Week on Instagram and learn more about her approach at happyworkweek.com. Kiana, I might have to have you back. Would you come back and join us again?
Absolutely. I love you. I love what you're doing. You're doing amazing things. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we will chat again with Coach Q very soon. Thanks, friends. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. My hope is that you always consider me a resource for spiritual wisdom and all things soul level. Allow me to offer you some action steps that you can take right now to either start or deepen your own spiritual connection. Connect me to a friend or coworker or relative of yours that needs to hear this episode now. Send it over to them, even if you've already told them all about how intuitive guidance can help and they haven't made their move yet. You can follow me at _lifeofanempath_ on Instagram, and then send me a DM so that we can schedule some phone time for you ASAP so you can start a deeper journey for yourself. Or reach out to me and let me know you want to start the process of supporting the journey of another that wouldn't have access otherwise. You can schedule your initial consult by going to my website at lifeofanempath.com. Email me at tanisha@lifeofanempath.com and let me know that you'd love for me to share insights like you've heard on the podcast at your organization, or you would like to explore the possibilities of scheduling ongoing group facilitated emotional clarity or declutter the mind sessions for your team as we move forward toward alignment as a global community. I can't wait to connect with you.